Well, the pandemic could play a part in delaying the extradition of accused child sex abuser Malka Leifer to Australia. Late yesterday, a court in Israel ordered that the former principal of Melbourne's Adas Israel School should be sent back to Australia to face 74 charges of sexual abuse. But the former principal's legal team is set to appeal. Reporter Isabel Rowe spoke earlier to Australian National University International Law Professor Donald Rothwell.
Well, once extradition had been signed off by the relevant Israeli authorities, members of the Victorian Police Force would travel to Israel and arrange to take custody of Malka Leifer and return her to Australia. That would be the normal course of events, highlighting the fact that, of course, accessing Israel in the best of times can be very challenging.
Given that there is a pandemic happening, what are you expecting are the issues? If the appeal, for example, isn't allowed and she does have to come back here, can Victoria Police go to Israel on a flight as they might usually?
That's a logistical issue that we can only speculate about at the moment. I'm not aware of any examples of persons having been extradited back to Australia since the pandemic commenced. So obviously there would be just the basic logistical issues in terms of Victorian Police being able to reach Israel, then being able to obtain custody of Malka Leifer, and then being able to safely and securely return her to Australia. Now, that in itself could raise issues in terms of the availability of relevant flights. It's normally the case that in extradition matters, persons are returned on regularly scheduled commercial flights. But we know from all of the evidence at the moment that that's an extremely difficult process. So one could possibly see Malka Leifer and her Victorian police guards hold up in a place like Dubai or Singapore, just waiting for connecting flights because of the difficulty in being able to obtain connecting flights at the moment. So there are significant logistical issues that I could foresee, certainly between now and to the end of 2020.
How do you think that her lawyers will argue against extradition using the pandemic and the situation in Australia as a reason for her not to come back here?
Well, I think the critical issue is that we know that Victoria has gone through a second wave of COVID-19, and that's resulted in significant lockdown issues and significant constraints on Victoria more generally. And I think I could see Malka Leifer's legal team raising issues as to whether that would expose her to catching COVID-19 and raising questions about the ability of the Victorian authorities to be able to safely quarantine her upon her initial return to Australia, bearing in mind that Australia requires 14 days quarantine. But then once the quarantine period had ended, the ability to be able to safely keep her in Victorian detention facilities as she awaits trial, safe from the COVID-19.
And I suppose we don't have any precedent, so we don't know how the court in Israel might treat that, you know, whether they'll say, oh, that is perhaps a relevant concern or no, it's not a concern. There's no other case that we can look at.
And indeed, not only is that an issue for the Israeli court, but we need to bear in mind that ultimately extradition out of Israel would be a political process that needs to be signed off by the relevant Israeli government minister, and they could be swayed by these particular issues and concerns raised by not only Malka Leifer's legal team, but also her supporters more generally throughout Israel.
Is there a potential then that she may not be able to be extradited for many months, perhaps next year, once we're over the second wave in Victoria?
Well, I think the first point is that we need to see how the Israeli legal process plays out. And already overnight, Malka Leifer's legal team has indicated that they will seek to appeal. Now, that in itself will probably take some period of time. So it may not be until early 2021 that we have some resolution on those legal issues, by which time there might be much greater clarity in terms of the ability of someone to be safely extradited from Israel. And some of the concerns about extraditing someone to Victoria may have diminished in that intervening period.
That's Australian National University Professor Donald Rothwell speaking there to Isabel Rowe.